Welcome to America Weekend, a new kind of radio because life doesn't stop on the weekends. I am Paul Harris. Thank you very much for listening. Tomorrow, the United States Senate is going to take up what will be their first vote on the immigration reform legislation that they've been working on for quite a while. Harry Reid, who's the majority leader, says he hopes the bill will pass before they go on recess for July 4th. But the question is what the House of Representatives will do, because there are members there who are calling for stricter border security measures. And House Speaker John Boehner says that he won't take on immigration bill on the House floor unless he can know that there's going to be support from a majority of House Republicans. As for President Obama, he addressed it in his weekly address to the nation yesterday.
Right now, the United States Senate is debating a bipartisan, common sense bill that would be an important step toward fixing our broken immigration system. It's a bill that would continue to strengthen security at our borders and hold employers more accountable if they knowingly hire undocumented workers, so they won't have an unfair advantage over businesses that follow the law. It's a bill that would modernize the legal immigration system so that as we train American workers for the jobs of tomorrow, we're also attracting the highly skilled entrepreneurs and engineers who grow our economy for everyone.
President Obama in his weekly address yesterday. Now let's talk about the impact on jobs in America of this immigration reform legislation with my brother, who is the acting Secretary of Labor for the United States, Seth Harris. Welcome back to the show, Seth.
Great to be with you. Thanks for having me on.
So if this does get past the Senate and does get past that giant obstacle, which is the House of Representatives, what would it mean for jobs in America?
Well, it'll mean economic growth for our society. You know, the Congressional Budget Office issued a report just earlier this week that said that if comprehensive immigration reform were to be enacted, this bill in particular were to be enacted, it would bring down our federal budget deficit by almost $1 trillion over 20 years, $200 billion in the first year, first 10 years, and it would help economic growth. An earlier study showed that it would help economic growth in our society by almost $200 billion, in some cases over $200 billion each and every year. That, with more money coursing through our economy, it helps to create jobs, it helps to strengthen the Social Security and Medicare trust funds, and it brings down our budget deficit. So comprehensive immigration reform is not often discussed as an economic issue, but it will help our economy to grow.
All right, draw the line for me. How does it help to legalize these immigrants who are in this country and those who might be coming here in the future?
That's not the only thing the bill does, but let me start with that. There are a number of elements to the bill that we need to talk about when we talk about economic growth, but there are undocumented immigrants in the United States, about 11 million right now, many of whom are working, most of whom are working, but many of whom are not paying taxes. They're not paying income taxes. They're not paying Social Security and Medicare taxes. This bill would require them, if they wanted to get on a path to citizenship, to start paying taxes. It'll also, as the president said in the quote that you lifted from his weekly address, employers who take advantage of undocumented immigrants, they hire these undocumented immigrants, they drive down wages, they drive down working conditions, they won't be able to cheat their competitors anymore. Everybody will have to play by the same set of rules. It will significantly strengthen enforcement and penalties against those employers who violate the rules. But another element of the bill, again, that's not talked about very much, is this bill will fix a broken legal immigration system that brings into our country thousands and thousands of extremely talented foreign students, foreign entrepreneurs, foreign scientists, and math experts. Those folks help our economy to grow. I went to Ohio State University and met with a bunch of foreign-born graduate students who are getting PhDs and masters in computer engineering and mechanical engineering and other advanced STEM fields, science, technology, engineering, and math fields. But because our system is so broken and so complicated, some of those students may be forced to go home after they get this terrific education from Ohio State. So they're going to go overseas, they're going to invent, they're going to innovate, they're going to create jobs, they're going to build businesses to compete against the United States. It doesn't make any sense. So the president proposed a proposal where you staple a green card to every PhD or master's degree in the STEM fields. You also make it easier for entrepreneurs to come into the United States and marshal both customers and capital so that they can help to create jobs in the U.S. All of that taken together is the reason why the Congressional Budget Office tells us this is good for our economy and it'll bring down our budget deficit.
Does that mean increasing the number of H-1B visas so that more skilled workers can apply?
That is one of the proposals that's included in this bill. Those H-1B visa holders are, on the large part, computer technicians, and they are other professionals, all of whom have a bachelor's degree. They come into the United States temporarily, though. The goal of this bill is to try to get the most skilled workers to stay in the United States permanently, to get them a green card as quickly as possible. So that's a part of the strategy, the larger strategy that this bill offers.
What about people who say, hey, if you're going to let all those other computer people from around the world come here, you're going to take jobs away from American computer scientists?
Well, the foreign workers are only supposed to be brought into the United States if you can't find U.S. workers, and the numbers are, even with an increase, are going to be fairly small. The more important aspect of this is that we're getting these very highly talented PhD and master's folks to stay in the U.S., and that we're getting entrepreneurs into the U.S. if they can demonstrate that they're going to marshal capital to create business in the United States. You know, there's often been an argument that immigrants are taking jobs from Americans, but the problem that we have right now is that U.S. workers are at a competitive disadvantage because the system doesn't require everybody in the United States to play by the same rules to pay taxes. That's really what this bill is going to fix. It's going to make a big difference for U.S. workers. U.S. workers are not competing, not able to compete fairly right now because the competitive playing field is not level. This bill will level the playing field.
Also, let's admit that in a lot of cases, there are jobs that Americans do not want to do. You don't see a lot of Americans going to job fairs to pick strawberries in the fields.
Well, the bill does expand and reform the agricultural worker programs in the United States. There are also a large number of undocumented workers who are working in agriculture. The challenge with respect to those workers is to assure an earned pathway to citizenship. Not an amnesty, not snapping your fingers and everybody is a citizen all of a sudden, but a long, rather difficult pathway over 13 years as the bill currently stands, where folks have to pay a penalty, they have to pay taxes, they have to learn English, they have to go to the back of the line behind those who are trying to get into the United States legally. It is a real struggle. It's going to be a struggle, but folks want to be able to be assured that if they've been in the United States, they have not broken the laws, they have played by the rules, they have paid their taxes, that they'll be able to stay in the United States over the long term.
Seth, I wonder whether that's realistic for some of these people who may be coming across the border illegally or getting into this country somehow illegally to be among that migrant labor group of undocumented workers. They come to the country for maybe only just a few years, send money home, help their family back there, and perhaps don't stay in the country long enough to get to the 13-year level. Are they going to care about this new law?
I think those who are here who are undocumented, who really do want to make America their home, are going to care about the law. Remember, anybody who comes here as an undocumented, if they go home, they're risking the grave difficulty of coming across the border, not just the danger and the risk, but, you know, under President Obama, we've dramatically ratcheted up border security. We already have on the southern border the largest number of Border Patrol agents in America's history, 21,000 sets of boots on the ground on the southern border. And as a consequence of that, border apprehensions are down 80% since 2000, 50% since the president took office. More drugs, more guns are being seized. So there's been a significant increase in border security. This bill, even without the amendment that's going to be taken up tomorrow in the Senate, has already got a significant additional investment in border security, $8 billion more, including $3 billion for technology, and there's money for fencing and more personnel. So this bill is a border security bill, and so as a consequence of that, undocumented workers want to be able to get a pathway to citizenship so they can stay here without having to risk going back and forth.
Be interesting to see if the House Republicans agree that it's enough. Last question, and I've only got 30 seconds for your answer. I read a piece this morning that referred to the local job multiplier effect of foreign labor. What is that?
Well, if foreign labor comes into the U.S. and they are able to produce more income for our society, that helps to create jobs in our society. So if we get $200 billion more a year of economic activity going on in the United States, that helps to create jobs. The same thing happens in local economies. If there's more money coming into a local economy because immigrants are spending money and they are generating jobs, that will in turn help the economy to grow.
Seth Harris, the acting Secretary of Labor, and I might point out a little bit of pride in the family, 11 seventh in the line of succession to the presidency. But as he points out, if you ever hear him saying, everything's okay, everybody, everything's not okay, right?
Exactly right.
It's always a pleasure. Thanks for your time today, Seth.
Thanks, Paul.
All right. the vote will be tomorrow in the Senate. We'll see what goes forward after that. This is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Networks.
America Weekend.